Meanwhile, breaking news. We had this in a bulletin yesterday, but putting some more facts to the story. The Detroit News and Karen Bouffard and Brianna Noble writing that to Beaumont Health and Spectrum Health yesterday proposing creating a supersized health system covering the southeast and western parts of Michigan in a move experts say would solidify Southfield-based Beaumont's finances. They do question and wonder, what about to price increases for consumers? That's always something everyone thinks about. Let's go right to the source, the CEO of Spectrum Health, Tina Fries-Decker. Welcome to the Paul W. Smith Show. CEO Decker, nice to have you on board.
Good morning.
And good morning to you. Meanwhile, this is a pretty big deal, putting these health systems together. When I say pretty big deal, I'm saying a combined total of something like 22 hospitals, 305 outpatient locations, and 64,000 employees is what the figures that we get. First of all, are those accurate? And secondly, how did this all come together?
Well, Paul, I am thrilled that Spectrum Health and Beaumont Health are taking this next step in our shared bold vision to transform health in Michigan. And just thinking about the past year and a half, our purpose as healthcare organizations and improving the health of our communities has never been more critical and more important than it is today. But we also know that we can do even better. And so it's through that lens that I'm really excited about this opportunity to bring together Spectrum Health and Beaumont Health. We have complementary strengths, and especially around clinical care, as well as very strong research and education. And so there's a lot of opportunity to transform health in Michigan.
Well, this is a big deal as you merge nonprofits like this together. And as I understand it, as the president and CEO of Spectrum Health now, you will be indeed in charge as president and CEO, Tina Fries-Decker, with the new company. Do we know what the new company is going to be called? I do see that you'll have a dual headquarters in Grand Rapids and Southfield.
We will, and the new company, the temporary name will be BHSH. We want to recognize and honor the legacy names in each of the markets, but also understand that we are creating a new system that needs to be uniquely named. And that process will continue with input from physicians, donors, and community members to determine what that new name will be.
You know, we got burned a long time ago, Madam President, in the auto industry when there was supposed to be a so-called merger of equals between Chrysler and Daimler-Benz at the time. It never was a merger of equals. And in this merger, Spectrum, your original company, is the far bigger of the two. Are we still going to, I know you say BHSH, paying tribute to Beaumont Health and Spectrum Health, but do you think down the road we're going to have just Spectrum Health as the overriding name since you're the bigger company?
Our focus is on making sure that we expand the complementary clinical strengths of both organizations. We want to expand access to more Michiganders and make important investments so that we can improve the health and well-being of people across our state in all of our communities. I really see this as an opportunity to deliver greater value and exceptional care and coverage that is accessible, equitable, and affordable while maintaining our unwavering commitment to our local communities in Michigan.
Do you foresee any roadblocks, or do you think smooth sailing for a big announcement like this?
Well, it is a big announcement, and there's a lot of people that just heard about it yesterday. And so I hope to have continued conversations about what this means and where this goes. I enjoy talking to people and hearing their perspectives because I know they have wonderful ideas about how we can improve health in all of our communities. And that's what I'd like to focus on, is how this combination to create this new system can really impact and transform health in all of our communities.
All right. It all sounds... All sounds worthy and good. Any way we can help along the way, you let us know.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
All righty. Spectrum Health, the president and CEO, and of the new company they're proposing, BHSH, which is Beaumont Health, Spectrum Health, coming together. and she will be in charge when this all comes together. Tina Freeze Decker here on the Paul W. Smith Show on WJR.